For the past 2 weeks, tens of thousands of people have been visiting a hospital parking lot just south of Boston. They come to view a window that some say portrays a miraculous image of the Virgin Mary holding the Christ child. Skeptics say it's nothing more than a smear of condensation, but as NPR's Anthony Brooks reports, the faithful are undeterred.
Administrators at Milton Hospital in Milton, Massachusetts, say so many people were making this urban pilgrimage that the hospital parking lot was jammed all day. So now they keep the window covered during the day and restrict visiting times to 3 hours each evening. Last night was no exception. By 5 o'clock, the summer air was still hot and sticky as one visitor sat in his car listening to religious music. About 100 people collected beneath the second floor window, covered by a blue plastic tarp. Among them was a retired nurse who gave her name as Trudy and said this was her third visit.
When I first saw it, I went cold as ice with ducky bumps all over me, and I couldn't talk. I just couldn't say anything, which is unusual for me. And then I sort of settled down.
At 5:30 sharp, a worker on the roof pulled the tarp up and off the window.
Oh, wow.
I see her holding the baby.
Myra Duran and Nelio DiTrullio came here from the town of Norwell.
I see the sleeves of her garment. I can't see the face, but I see the veil around her.
The baby's in her arms. It's not real clear, but I can see it. She's holding the baby out.
Mary Oates of Milton came here with her friend Gemma Kramers of Chicago.
It uses a sort of chiaroscuro approach. So you see Our Lady in lights and shadows. I guess that's how it, would you say so, Gemma?
It's a familiar stand of the Blessed Virgin, mostly from medieval art. For people familiar with the Catholic faith, you just can't not see that when you get this close.
It's brand recognition, if you will. This is brand recognition. That's Mary.
Most people offer theories of what this means. Why now? Why here? Several say it's a pro-life, anti-abortion message. Others, like Nelio DiTrullio, have different ideas.
We have troubled times right now. She usually is the one that asks us to pray to her to avert war, and that might be a very good reason why she's appearing.
My name is Beth Denaro. I really feel that it is the Virgin Mother there, and I think she has appeared here in Boston to us to say, with all the problems we are having here in the Boston Archdiocese, I still believe. And I think this is why it has appeared.
Sharon Rosalind says she's devout, but she was disappointed by the blurry, abstract image on the window.
I really was like baffled, like, oh, I came here and waited all for this. For some reason, I don't have the impact that I expected. I prayed regardless, just in case.
But other people talk of miracles. While most of them focus on the window, some say an image of a cross appeared this week on a hospital chimney. Milton Hospital has no official position on any of this, though a spokesman said a broken seal on the window caused moisture to collect between the double panes. But Gemma Kramers and her friend Mary Oates aren't concerned with such explanations.
Whether or not it's actually something miraculous isn't really the point.
And I mean, if you think about it, the Catholic faith is very much about what is tangible, representing what is spiritual. So from that point of view, you know, who cares? Am I going to die over this thing? No, I'm not. But does it help strengthen my faith a little? Yeah, it does.
So far, more than 40,000 visitors have come to Milton Hospital, which is costing an extra $10,000 a week in added security and police. Hospital officials say they haven't decided what to do in the long run. They say they want to respect the religious beliefs of the many visitors, but they're also committed to their mission to serve the sick. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.